It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 5 days after the U.S. military operation capturing and imprisoning the leader of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, we are getting reaction from Wisconsin's congressional delegation to these developments in South America and what comes next.
Tomorrow, we plan to hear from Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Pocan on the show.
Today, we have Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson with us. Senator Johnson, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Thank you to you, too. Did the military operation surprise you?
Not really. President Trump was making it very clear that he was trying to get Maduro to resign, leave the country, so that it could be returned to the Venezuelan people, made multiple and very generous offers to Maduro. And, you know, we obviously were inhibiting their ability to export oil. And, you know, so in the end, President Trump took military action. It was, by the way, an incredible success. Our briefing by General Kane was, again, impressive. You know, the ability of the finest among us, men and women of the armed forces is tremendous. And so no loss of life on our side. And it's undeniably good that Maduro is no longer running Venezuela. And we'll see what happens next.
Congress has constitutional authority to declare war. Was Congress left out here? Are you concerned about the precedent this sets for a president to bypass Congress?
No, because there are plenty of precedents before this where presidents do take action in the face of national security threats. Let's face it, Maduro was not the legitimate president of Venezuela. He was running Venezuela as a narco-terrorist state. Something like 8 million Venezuelans had fled the country. Again, he was given multiple chances. You can see that President Trump does not want to do nation building. We didn't leave any troops on the ground, and we used the oil and our ability to use Western resources to use that oil and other resources to Venezuela for the benefit of the Venezuelan people, for Venezuela, for the Western Hemisphere, and for America. I mean, this is, there was way too much foreign influence from our adversaries, Iran, Cuba, Russia, China. And, you know, this is basically a reinstitution of the Monroe Doctrine.
President Trump says Venezuela will turn over 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. Administration says the U.S. will take control of that oil, sell it indefinitely. Do you support these moves?
That's the way we'll be able to transition Venezuela to a country that, again, is more in line with the Western countries and our economies for the benefit of the Venezuelan people. Right now, it's been run by a bunch of oligarchs, and they've been stealing the money, impoverishing Venezuela. So it makes perfect sense to me. Again, they're going to take the oil, sell it in the open market, deposit it into an account, not the Federal Reserve, but a separate account that will then be used to pay, for example, civil servants in Venezuela. So this is, again, this is going to be a win-win for Venezuela, for the Western Hemisphere, and for America.
You've been in briefings all week on this military operation. You know, President Trump telling the New York Times last night the U.S. would be running Venezuela for years. How does that sit with you?
Again, I'm listening to what Secretary Rubio is telling us in terms of the details of that. And you can focus on the word run, but we're certainly going to make sure that the narco-terrorism ends, that the resources of Venezuela are utilized for the benefit of the Venezuelan people and the country, as well as the benefit of the Western Hemisphere in America. Again, this is going to be a good thing. There are, you know, many challenges. You know, I don't know. I don't know the number of narco-terrorists that are still there, how many Cuban advisors are still there. That's one of the reasons President Trump didn't want to leave American boots on the ground. He's going to give the base, currently the people that are in there. There are plenty of people that were opposed to Maduro still serving in government that are happy to see him leave. I'm sure there are other people that are the narco-terrorist group that are not going to like the fact that they can't expropriate, you know, the billions of dollars in oil revenue for themselves, not for the benefit of the Venezuelan people. So, again, there's nothing guaranteed here, but this is movement in the right direction.
So if Venezuela does not cooperate on any particular step the U.S. is taking, do you support bringing U.S. troops into Venezuela? Do you support troops on the ground?
want to avoid that at all cost. Again, they are at a huge disadvantage. Right now they have an enormous liquidity crisis, and that's where the fact that we can sell that oil for them, turn that over back to civil society for the benefit of Venezuelan people, I think that'll be what in the end will be successful and not require American troops. Again, there may be some I cannot tell you how many narco-terrorist groups are already there, what kind of armed resistance there may be there. But I think just the stunning success of what America was able to do this was a secure location. The fact that we were able to get in and get out without any American service people's loss of life and capture Maduro and his wife as efficiently as we did, that sends a powerful signal to our adversaries, both in Venezuela and elsewhere around the world.
Looping back to the role of Congress in all of this, a vote is coming very soon on a war powers resolution in the Senate that would require congressional authorization for military force against Venezuela. How will you vote?
I'll vote no. I mean, I don't think there's a president who's ever recognized the constitutionality of the War Powers Act. It's never been really argued in front of the Supreme Court. So, again, our Constitution gives the president of the United States a great deal of power in terms of dealing with foreign relations, national security, the commander-in-chief, and previous presidents of both parties have utilized that power. President Trump's doing the same thing. And again, this Operation Venezuela was a spectacular success that I think most Americans are glad that Maduro's out of there and that the Venezuelan people have a chance to rebuild their country into something where there's greater democracy and freedom.
Okay, so stabilizing Venezuela for years to come, how will this all affect U.S. taxpayers? How will this affect Wisconsin taxpayers?
If anything, it'll be a benefit to us. It's not going to be a drain on our resources. Again, this is carried out by military operation. We fund the military to just about $1 trillion a year. There's no additional money really spent, marginally, relatively small amount. And the potential increase in prosperity for both Venezuela and the Western Hemisphere in America, I think, will more than offset any cost of guaranteeing the security of Venezuela.
Well, let's talk more about this Western Hemisphere military actions in Venezuela. They're raising concerns in other countries. President Trump also threatened to oust the president of Colombia, made similar comments about Cuba. Should other leaders be removed from power?
Other leaders need to stop trafficking drugs into America and killing Americans. And again, they watched very carefully what we did in Venezuela. That will hopefully be a real deterrence and get them to decide to take President Trump his word that they continue doing things that are harmful to America and Americans, action may be taken. Again, I think that's a good thing. The strike in Venezuela is a deterrent action to hopefully prevent future action. Again, this is called peace through strength, and that's what President Trump is demonstrating.
Peace through strength. Is that the end game here? Is that what success looks like?
Yes, we want stability. It's tragic what has happened to Venezuela. I mean, it should be a highly wealthy and prosperous nation, but it's been basically raped and plundered by socialists. Socialism doesn't work. It destroys economies. I mean, 8 million Venezuelans fled. Maduro, there were no human rights. I mean, there are just summary executions of people who didn't support or spoke out against the Maduro regime. This is a bad person, okay? So this gives the Venezuelans real opportunity, and those opportunities ought to exist in Colombia and Cuba as well.
Before we have to let you go, your comment yesterday in Minneapolis on the ICE agent shooting and killing a woman in her car, there is video of this footage. Have you seen that footage, and do you think there should be consequences for that ICE agent?
I think most Americans have seen it. It's a tragedy all the way around. I think what I would like to see is that elected officials stop inciting people to impede lawful operations. Don't obstruct justice. Don't put yourself at risk. I mean, again, this is a tragedy all the way around. It didn't have to happen.
What should happen to the ICE agent? This is apparently pretty common
for these protesters to use vehicles to ram ICE agents. ICE agents have been put at risk. that they're protecting themselves as well. Again,
there should be no consequences for that ICE agent.
That'll be adjudicated, but okay. Law enforcement agents have every right to defend themselves, and you've got a large vehicle barreling toward itself when you're already on alert. Listen, I'm going to side generally with law enforcement.
Senator Johnson, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a good day.
You too. That was Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And tomorrow we'll hear from Democratic Representative Mark Pocan, who is expected to join us at the top of the show.
Now we'll hear from other members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation as they've been responding to the U.S. military operation in Venezuela in recent days.
Yesterday, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin posted a video on social media calling President Trump distracted and helping out his, quote, billionaire buddies. Here's what she had to say.
This was about oil. Maduro is a brutal dictator. You know, I'm very clear-eyed on that. But it's another thing for Trump to say this is about making an arrest. And then minutes later saying, well, no, this is actually the U.S. taking control of Venezuelan oil reserves.
On Monday, House Republican Scott Fitzgerald was interviewed on Fox Business. He said the U.S. needs the ability to make sure nearby countries aren't a threat. Here's a listen.
The more analysis and the more I hear those that have a legitimate opinion about what happened, and if you just take kind of what Secretary Hegseth said kind of at face value, this is strictly a law enforcement type of operation with support from the U.S. military.
And we're gathering your reaction to the developments in Venezuela and what happens next. Have you been following the events there, the ouster of President Maduro? What do you think about it? Has the Trump administration overstepped its authority, or was the military raid the right move in helping to protect American interests over the Western Hemisphere?
Leave us a message. Send us a text at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232. Or email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. We hope to incorporate your perspective in a future conversation.